The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I want to talk about this survey from Bernardo's, the charity that they have released today. And it's about children wearing hand-me-down clothes, oversized shoes and pyjamas in the daytime. And it's simply because parents are trying to cut costs to make ends meet. Well, Esther Pugh is manager of the Bernardo Centre in Loughlinstown in Dublin. And she joins me now. Esther, you're very welcome to the show. At the centre there in Loughlinstown, how are you seeing people impacted by the increasing cost of everything?
We're seeing it every day, Kieran. I suppose we're seeing it in two ways. We're seeing it in the presentation of the children as they come in every day to our services. And we're also seeing it in the parents and how the parents are approaching staff and sharing their worries with staff. So, I mean, I'm long in the tooth. I'm approaching retirement age and I've been around for a long time. And I can honestly say I have not seen deprivation like this since I was first working and early on in my career. So what we're seeing are families really struggling. We are seeing very worried parents trying to make ends meet, worried about how they are going to pay for their children's clothes, worried about how they are going to pay for their heat and their light, worried about everything that's going to happen in the future, going back to school in September, winter bills, Christmas. In terms of the children, we see parents really trying to safeguard their children and not pass their worries on to their children. But we're seeing children wearing clothes that are too small for them. They're clean and they're washed, but we're seeing trousers up the legs and jumpers that no longer go down all the way to the wrist. They may be up a little bit above the wrist or up towards the elbow. We're seeing children in hand-me-down clothes, shoes that are too big. Not good quality shoes. Parents are so good and so thoughtful for their children here. And when they received their child benefit, every month we would have seen year on year how parents would have bought new clothes and invested the child benefit in their child. Now we are seeing that they're not doing that. They're investing the child benefit in the running of their household.
And are there certain demographics that this is more prevalent in, or is it right across the board?
I would suspect it is quite across the board. In terms of the children who come here, we would have a mixture of parents who are maybe in receipt of social welfare and on low income. But it is affecting both parents. It's affecting both sets of parents. The biggest worry for parents is putting food on the table and paying their bills. Their children's clothes are nearly an afterthought in terms of how they are presenting them into the services.
And have you seen, because we talked about it on the show last week, now it was anecdotal, so maybe you'd have seen this yourself, evidence of parents who maybe are eating a little bit less themselves to make sure their kids are eating.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And we would have direct knowledge of that. We have parents who are not buying meat for themselves. We have parents whose maybe weekly shopping budget for, say, a family of four, their weekly budget is €60. That's €60 to feed the whole family. So they're buying in discount stores. They're buying a lot of frozen quick food. Cook foods, roast dinner is a thing of the past. Red meat is usually minced meat and it's only once a week. Children don't get meat every day. Parents will go without to give their children food. And that we are told that. We have a parents group here and they would share that information. We would have parents who'd come to us and share their worries and say that that is what's happening.
And how worried are you for 3, 4, 5 months' time, Esther, when we're kind of going into winter, so energy bills will increase and you're back to school then as well. So there's kind of, you know, as any parents, and I have young kids, the demands on kind of new clothes and things are increased. Easier to throw them in some kind of cheap T-shirt and shorts and they wear the same ones day in, day out for the summer. I'm not trying to be kind of flippant about it, but it's, you know, it's easier to get through the summer than the winter.
Absolutely. And parents are very worried. You know, often you'd hear parents talking about Christmas at this time of the year where they're planning ahead and putting money aside to buy Christmas presents. They're not talking about that. They're talking about meeting their bills now. They are not able to pay their electricity at the moment. They are not able to pay their gas at the moment. We have had parents who would come to us on a Tuesday. They may not be going to receive payment until Thursday. They may be onto the reserve on their pay-as-they-go electricity down to maybe under €5. And that is all the electricity they have until they're paid on Thursday morning. So we would have parents who would say to us, I have to make choices here. You know, I need to keep my fridge plugged in because I've frozen food in the fridge that I need to cook, but I can't run my TV and I can't run my wash. My washing machine will eat up electricity. So we would have parents who would bring in their laundry and they'd put it through our washroom here because they actually don't have the money to pay for the electricity to run their washing machine on a Tuesday when they're not going to be paid until a Thursday. We would have parents who would choose what room in the house they are going to sit in and what light bulbs they're going to use because they know exactly the cost of running a light bulb. I had a parent sit beside me a number of weeks ago who took out the app on her phone and said, look, Esther, the only thing plugged in my house is my fridge. Mm. I don't know how much it costs to run my fridge freezer when I'm not at work, but when she leaves the house, she knows how much it costs to run her fridge freezer.
Well, listen,
these are real worries.
Yeah. One person getting in touch about this fear for the winter as of today, a bag of coal, now a minimum €30 per bag. How the hell is any family with a solid fuel heating system supposed to heat their homes? And there's no simple answer to that question. Ivana Bacik is with us as well, leader of the Labour Party, TD for Dublin Bay South. Ivana, am I right in thinking you're calling for an emergency cost of living budget?
Yes, Ciarán, and just listening to Esther from Barnardo's there, it's just appalling and scandalous, really, to hear that so many families and households are in genuine food poverty and forced to make those sort of awful choices Esther describes in this year, 2022. And I have to say, you know, everywhere I go, I hear the same sort of stories. This morning I was in Dublin Central in the North Inner City with our great representative there, Senator Marie Sherlock, but we were hearing from Brother Kevin and his colleagues at the Capuchin Centre in Bow Street, very same stories about families now coming in seeking hot food from the Capuchin, the change in the sort of the numbers, a big increase in the numbers of people who are looking for food for hot dinner because they are simply not able to access it anywhere else and they can't afford the food that they would have been buying before. And the other big change that, again, I'm hearing, we heard about there and in earlier services is now households who are at work, where people are working, they have an income from an employer, but it's no longer enough to meet the rising cost of living. So I think this is the real worry, is that people whose incomes were sufficient or were adequate just to meet their needs and the needs of their families they're finding that they are now much more heavily squeezed and pressed. To the point where they're coming to as I say, to day centres where previously there would have been this simply wouldn't have been the case. So this is really, I suppose, emphasises the need for a package of targeted measures to be adopted now by government over the summer, because families, again, are so anxious about back to school costs. And again, I hear that everywhere. People on what would have been considered quite decent incomes now saying that they're just scared about the cost of just having to buy school books.
Now, the government don't look like they're for turning in this regard. They're insistent that people will have to wait until the October budget.
I think that's I think it's a mistake. I have to say that. I think that it's tone deaf, because what they haven't seemed to grasp is that the real pinch is already being felt and there are real fears now, particularly around the back to school, which is end of August, but also about, as Esther Pugh from Barnardo's also said, about rising fuel and energy needs in the winter as we see colder weather, and just about the lack of means available. We've been saying that Ireland needs a pay rise, that we need to see more money, government policies, that we'll see more money in people's pockets at the end. We've said there are some very basic targeted measures the government could introduce now as part of a package of measures without needing to raise that number. For example, raising the minimum wage by €1 an hour and giving a summer social welfare bonus. But, you know, they do also need to address this really significant rise we've seen in costs like childcare, which, again, are really squeezing so many families, and the fuel allowance eligibility.
You'd have to ask the government why they expect everybody to wait. But I suspect the answer might be resources are finite and the era of cheap borrowing is over. And if we kind of spend our money now, we will have less money to spend in October. And if you think it's a pinch point now, just wait till October, until people have to go out and buy coal to fuel the solid heating system in the house. That's government's fear, is that they spend it now, there'll be more calls, understandably, to spend it in October, and then they won't have it.
Well, I think we've also heard from government, however, that tax revenues are ahead of target, and indeed that there is sufficient there to be able to provide for targeted measures. And we're seeing objective bodies like the ESRI also calling for these targeted measures. I think the reality
would you accept, though, Ivana, the logic that if you spend some now, you'll have less to spend in October?
I think it's about targeting measures. I think what
government... There is a logic, isn't there? If you spend some now, you'll have less to spend in October. That's just patently true, isn't it?
Well, let's put it this way, Kieran. There's a way in which they can, phase the level of expenditure so that they, absolutely finite resources. But we have also seen increased tax revenues, an exchequer surplus of $1.4 billion recorded to the end of May. And that's really the cost of a package of measures we're talking about that could be taken now. And of course, that might then mean there would be that would be somewhat different than in the October budget. But I simply cannot understand, Kieran, why they're saying we put everything into October, rather than, let's say, just even releasing, the sort of money that would make a difference now to those in most in need. And I think that's really the sort of measures we're looking at. Let's look at a summer social welfare bonus. That would be a €300 million cost to the Exchequer now, but it would be money that would also go back into the economy. And I suppose that's the other point to make, is that while this is government expenditure, but it's also support for families and for households that will feed back into the local economy. And there's a lot of research on that social, for example, a social welfare bonus, example, raising the minimum wage, that is also money that will go back in and feed a local economy and will help to keep consumer expectations and consumer sentiment higher. I mean, again, a lot of the government fears, I think, are around falling levels of consumer sentiment and confidence. And again, that can be so damaging for our own domestic economy, our own domestic producers. So I think there is a really strong economic case from giving some targeted measures now, and then absolutely do the big package in October. But I think we're already hearing from government that they will be bringing forward measures in October that would not normally have taken effect till January. So I think there is a realisation that people need more sooner, and that things cannot wait until January. And normally, of course, budget measures don't take effect till the following January. So, I think there is an understanding.
Yeah. Ivana Bacic, Labour Party leader at TD for Dublin Bay South. Ivana, thanks a million for joining us. And Esther Pugh, manager of the Barnardo Centre in Loughlinstown.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.